Go ahead. Now, actually, I have to tell you that although we ended yesterday on your test on the base, but the Mefarshim take that piece of Gemara where we stopped to the end of the page, and they say it's completely out of place. It belongs at the top of Chof on the base. So it's actually, it worked out very well that we ended where we did. So we're going to actually start from Chof on the Aleph at the top. So I'm sorry, Morty, to have stolen your thunder, but it just worked out that way. Okay, so Gemara's going to, this could go very quickly or it could go very slowly. It's up to you. Hocha at Amar Tzarchal Harim. In one case, that is the case of Truma, right? You say that you have to remove the amount that has fallen in. So if you have one saw of Truma and 100 saw of Kulin, it's batal, but you have to be meiramit. You have to pull it out. That's what you say here. Vahacha, but by Orla and Koyakarim, at Amar Ein Tzarchal Harim, you say you don't have to pick it out. You can just leave it in there. So the Gemara is asking now, why is that? Why in one case you have to pull it out, and in another case you don't have to pull it out? You all know the answer to this already because we've said it 100 times.
But
no. That's not the answer. The Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yaakov Bazadi, Rabbi Avu B'Shem Rabbi Yaakov, and they gazel ha-shevet. The reason you have to pull out the truma is because it belongs to the Kohanim. The Arla in the Kohar Karim, that's not the case. It's totally... It's not mine. No, there's nothing to do with anything. So that was a simple answer and question and answer, right? But Tony Cain, and here we have a Bryson. Kol truma shein ha-kohanim makpinim aleha. This is going to prove the point. If you have truma where kohanim generally are not makpin on it because of it being so cheap, and it's cheap and it's not good quality. So for Kedon, for example, Trumas HaKlisin, Haruvin, Sa'orin Sheba Edom, that's the Klisin carobs and barley from Edom, whatever they are, the low-grade species of figs, or carobs suitable are used mainly for animal fodder, and the barley that grows in Edom is inferior quality. Okay, whatever it is. All these things are very, very, because they're so cheap. So the Braisa says, if you have this truma falling into Chulin, Ein Tzarich L'Harim, there's no need to pull out the one part in 100. Because God, I don't care about it. They're Michael. They're not interested in it. Right? So this indicates the obligation to remove one measure is because of what? It's because of Gazal HaSheva, right? The same, therefore, applies to the mixture of Arla and Koyakarim. No one has a monetary claim on it, so therefore you don't have to raise it up. Next, Mishnah says, Harlo Koyakarim Oilu Bechna Masayim. So we know that the shear is 1 in 200, or one part out of 201. Arla and Koyakarim are going to be bottle. So the Gemara says, Minayin Shein Olin, how do you know? How do you know that there's a bittle? It's kind of a two-faced question. How do you know that there's a bittul at all? And how do you know 200? Like, what's the logic behind this? So the Gemara says, "Ksiv mleya mleya." The Vilna Gaon has it spoken very, very clearly, so you may as well just look at it. And the Bir HaGra, you see on the Hebrew side, right column, four lines up from the bottom. "Ksiv mleya mleya pirish yalpinon zera shove." Gabe klei hakerem ksiv hamleya. Right? So by Klai HaKarim it says the word Mleya. And Gavachumak says Mleya, Dahaino Mleya Shovdim Achalo Sa'acher. Then you're not supposed to do it out of order, right? So Mleya is referring to Truma over there. And Mleya is referring to Klai HaKarim and Pentik Dash Mleya. So the Gemara is learning a Gzeira Shov. What's the Gzeira Shov of Limud? Now we go on in the Gemara. Ma Maleya Shinema Lahalon Oila, just like by what Lahalon is further on. So further on, see, he has the Makam here. Let's see, the Koyak Karim was Tvarim Chav Beis. The Truma was Shmos Chav Beis. So, interesting that it's both the same parak. But the one, it's funny, the Gemara says, lahalon. Just as the one, when it comes to Trumas Meiser, it becomes nullified in a mixture, Afkan, so to here, regarding Koyak Kerem, it becomes nullified in a mixture. Okay? So, the language of lahalon, we have to ignore that, because it's really before, right?
Without having to remove any of it.
Well, the removal, the removal is irrelevant to our discussion now. We're trying to figure out how you know bittul. So just like there's bittul by truma, so too there's bittul by klayak karam. Now, remember that the Gemara had, at the beginning, the Gemara asked, ha'arla u klayak karam. He quoted both arla and klayak karam. How do you know that they're bittul? We've just given an answer which uses only one word, which is what? Klayak. No, I'm talking which subject. The subject of it is klayak karam. We didn't address the arla. There's two things we have to address here. Arla and klayak karam. So we have a proof that klayak karam is bottle.
What, Malaya refers to klayak karam?
Is that it? The pasuk is beferish. The gross said, Gabi klayak karam. Sivam leah. And a pendikta shamleah. That's a pasuk by klayak karam. That has nothing to do with arla. Okay? So that the Gemara is going to theorize in just a minute. So all we have so far is that it's bottle. Next question is, how do you know 200? Where does that come from? Because if we're learning a Gzeres Shavah from Truma, the Gemara's next statement, the Bryce asks it. Imakan meya, avkan meya. Just like Truma's 100, this one by Klayak Karam should also be 100. So the answer is, the Bryce answers, Lefi shakafal hakosav isuro, because the pasuk doubles the isur. In other words, what's the difference? There's two isurim. Not only is osur makil, it's also osur manah. So you have double isurim as opposed to truma, which is only isur achila. It's not an isur hanah. There's no isur hanah of truma on a isur. That's a zar. Not a question of punishment.
The chumras are twice as much.
That is actually one of the questions the Achronim asked on this Gemara. The Lefi, this Gemara, any time there's an Isra Hanah in the Torah, take for example, Basa B'Cholav. Basa B'Cholav is also Hanah. But we all know Basa B'Cholav, the Shir of Shishim. Everybody knows that. The whole Yerdeya is based on the Din of Shishim by Basa B'Cholav.
Chometz for Pesach.
Chometz for Pesach might not, it could be Chometz for Pesach, it's not bottle at all, because it might be considered a double sheishal material. But forgetting about that, it would normally be bottle, you know, in nice and humble. So that's the question. And to the answer to that, I did not look it up, because it's the number of Marma Chomos that deal with this are extensive. I'll show you where he brings them all over here.
Let's just agree that this is a real bichrish.
What?
This is a real bichrish.
You think so?
Oh, gosh. You never had the same girl.
Yeah. Let me just see.
You know what?
You have to do
let me just see. It's on the next page. Shamsi, if you want to see the list of Achronim that asked this question, on 28-2, footnote 11 in the brackets, Achronim endeavor to explain why, according to this price, that we do not likewise say that all substances forbidden for benefit require 200. See Lecha Mishnah, Prima Godem, Shahat Harubas, Mishnah Rishonah, Imre Bina.
I closed the office for a week.
Okay, Imre Kanetziv. You got a lot of stuff to look at. Yeah, Shuasna. Okay, very good. I apologize. If I was really doing this right, I would have looked up at least one of them and reported something to you. I apologize. I have to ask Mathila before you give up.
In a hurry.
I am doing it. Right now, I'm doing it. Okay. So, that's the Gemara's answer. Ad kedon. Now the Gemara's going to go back to the question I just told you before. Ad kedon. Koyakar. This is a limud we had. It says Mleya Mleya, Gzera Shava, for Kleya Karim. Arlo Minayin. But what about Arlo? We know that both Kleya Karim and Arlo are both 200. How do we know the din of 200 by Arlo? So Gemara says, we'll make a Mematzinu. Mazu Isra Hanoya. Avzu Isra Hanoya. We'll make, so first the Gemara is going to deal with how do you know it's bottle at all. So just like this one, as to say, Kleya Karim is also Hanoa. So to this one, the Arla is also Hanoa. Mazu Ola, Avzu Ola, just this is, just like it becomes bottle, this one also becomes bottle. Okay, and just like that one is 200, this one's also 200. So it's a Mematzinu type of a limud. And obviously you have the question that Shamsi asked. Okay, Ad Kedon Rabbi Kiva. Now, this whole thing that we just quoted is actually, he quotes it over here. This is, 1 second, six. In number six, you see when we started this on 28.1, it says nine chain island. It says, yeah. Anyway, six is a Sifri. Sifri to Bamidbar. Okay? Now, Stam Sifri, it says here on the bottom here. No. It's Rabbi Kiva. It says over here. So it's, I think it says it here.
Stam Sifri Rabbi Shimon.
I'm sorry. He was, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. It says it's Rabbi Shimon, who was a disciple of Rabbi Kiva. I'm sorry. Yeah. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva. That's why it mixed me up. You're right. Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara therefore says that this whole limud is honich according to Rabbi Akiva. But what if you hold like Rabbi Shmuel, then what would you say then? So that's one way of learning the Gemara. That the Gemara, it's a little unusual. I've never seen this before. That the Gemara would ask, based on a Sifri being a certain Shita, a Tana, and assume that there's another Tana that's not like that. That's very unusual. But that's the way he learns it. Well, there are other pshatim over here. Might work out a little better. But let's learn that way for now. Rabbi Shmuel. So what about according to him? So Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, another source, an alternate source. Instead of learning the Mleya Mleya Gzera Shava, and then a Mematzinu, he's going to learn a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? And this is very difficult, this Kal V'chomer. Hold on to your hat now. If you thought what we said before made no sense, this one really makes no sense. Here we go. Ma im tru moshe hi asura lezorim. Harezu ola. Marach, if you have truma, which a Yisrael who's a zar cannot eat. So arla shehimu teras lezorim. Lo kol shekein. Right? Marach, if truma, which is also to a zar, is batal. So arla, which is mutter to zarim, kol shekein, it should be batal.
It's not true.
Arla is not mutter to zarim. Arla is also banah. We've been saying this all along, the whole Masechta. What's the Gemara talking about? So I mean, maybe that's what you meant to say, right?
Well, usually you go from the cow to the chomer, don't you?
Well, we are. No. We're trying to prove that something is batal. So if you want to prove that something is batal, if you find the chomer is batal, so kol shekein, the cow will be batal. That's logically correct.
Okay.
But the problem is that the logic is based on a fact which is not correct. What do you mean that it's mutzah tazar? How is arla mutzah tazar? So the Mefarshim explain.
Oh, here in the parentheses it says its prohibition is not the result of any sanctity.
Exactly. That's the way they want to answer this. That it's based on, yes, it's based on, they're answering that it's based on Kedusha. The Gemara means, is marach truma, which its whole Isser comes about through a Kedusha's truma, And it is batal. So Arlo, which has no kedusha, there's no inherent kedusha. You know, Meister Sheni has kedusha. Meister has a certain kedusha. Truma has high kedusha. Well, Arlo has no kedusha. So something which doesn't have kedusha surely should be batal. That's what the Gemara meant. The Gemara doesn't say that, but that's what it meant. I mean, what would it have hurt the Gemara to say what it meant? It's a very difficult shot. Anyway, so the Gemara says, Loi, but even so, even if you're going to let that Kal Vachomer go, the Gemara still doesn't like that Kal Vachomer. Why not? Imamata with Truma Shahani Yasam Utaras. Toma Ba'ala Shahani Yasa Asura. Your Tzad, this is what you're asking, Tzvi. That Tzad Chomer has a Tzad Kal to it. The Truma is called over Arla because Truma is Mutar Barna. And Arla is Asur Barna. So you can't prove from the fact something that's Mutar Barna is Batal. Kol Shekein, something which is Asur Barna is Batal. It's just the opposite. You know, there goes the Kal Vachomer. So Zarup the Kal Vachomer.
That was quick.
That was quick. It had a very difficult start to begin with.
Short
shelf like Kal Vachomer. Okay? So the Gemara has another source. Oh, we're going to have another source now. Here we have two psukim pre. Now here again, let's go to the Gra. Pre Ligzei Rishava. The left side, Pirish. Gavur Orlaksiv pre, Daksiv, Uvashana Harvias, Yakol Piryo Kodesh. Okay? Although that's Arvai, really. But Abi Truma Ksiv, Gavur Bikurim, Wakastami Rashis, Kol Priho Adoma, and Bikurim are also called Truma. So the Gra has two psukim. It's very interesting. The fact that the Gra quotes a pasuk, Enetar Avoi, and refers to that pasuk in our Gemara as our law, tells you something, right? Think about that for a second. This is a basic cloud that the Achronim asked, have as a kash. I think it was in the introductory notes.
In one category, do you automatically get another category?
Say it a little better, Shapsi. Come on. Say it a little more geschmack. Is Netar Avoi an outcome of 3 years of Arla, or is it separate, distinct things?
We've had cases when you cut a branch off and you attach it, and it didn't have the Shem Arla, but the tree that it was on was in the Arla process, and that which came off that branch would have Netar Avoi. Now, didn't we do that?
Let's not go to the proofs. Let's just try and clear the shaila. Just to understand this, the concept is, in other words, is it possible to have Netar Avoi without Arla?
No.
So we said in the Gemara that if you don't have Arla, if you don't have the 3 years of Arla, you don't have Netar Avoi. So that would make one think that they're very much connected. In other words, is it a totsaw of 3 years of Arla produce the fourth year of Netar Avoi, or if 3 years of Arla are necessary, but the Netar Avoi is still something in separate distinct? Very interesting over here, the Gra is using a pasuk, a pre, which is, right, look at his pasuk. Uvashano harvias yakol piryo kodesh. Right? That's a pasuk by Netar Avoi. Yet he's using that as the pasuk for Arla. And we're going to learn a pre-Gzera Shava, just like Bikurim are what? Batal, because Bikurim are like Truma. Bikurim and Truma are synonymous. So just like there's a Din Bittel, so too by Arla is a Din Bittel. So that's going to be the way Rabbi Shmuel is going to learn the alternate source. Okay?
If you look at number 15.
You
see Rabbi
Arshbro
uses a different
pasuk. He uses a different pasuk. Very good. Varatam alasar esper. You're absolutely right. It's shver. It's shver. Why did the Gra not use that? That's a pasuk which is by Arla. You're right. Okay. There must be a reason. I didn't learn the Gra inside too much. So I just was looking at to reference the pasuk, but you found it. I was wrong. Okay. Now we're going to go to Amud Beis. Now, before we start the top of Amud Beis, we have to go back to Yud Tes Amud Beis to get the introductory remarks of this Gemara. And that is... Mantana, Mistarfen Zemzat. So we said, in the Mishnah, it said that Orla and Koyakarim are Mistarf with each other to create Isser, right? So if you had, hello? One, you test on the base.
Yeah, two dots.
Halfway,
says
Mantana. You see where it says Man? It says Man at the end of the line.
Yeah,
Mantana. Mitzarif and Zemza, who is the Tana that says they are Mitzarif? That's your mayor, right? That means to say, Arla and Klayakarim can create an Isser. Da'amar Rabbi Yachin Rabbi Yachin on Divrei Meir, that these are the words of Rabbi Meir, Kol Yisro Mitzarifin Lilkos Alein Bekezayis, Shom Leisechol Kol To'eva. That what? If I had a half a Kezayis and half a Kezayis, that they would be mitzarf to each other to be mechayev malchus. I think it says it. That's what it says. Yeah, that's what it says. 10. Right? The mayor is of the opinion. Any two prohibited foods, in fact, combine with regard to lashes. Because he holds all foods that are forbidden in the Torah are under one umbrella of kol shati'ati l'cha, right? Anything which I made a to'eva for me, meaning that I asked it for you, and therefore it has one umbrella. Issa, which can be mitzarif for two of them. Okay? Kol
shati'ati l'cha. That's not how we pose it, right?
No, we don't pass it like that.
It has to be the same.
It has to be the same as, yeah. It's not going to work. Yeah. So therefore, they'll be mitzarif. So Arla and Koyakarim likewise will be mitzarif with one another, just like they create a chiv malchus, so they could be mitzarif to create isurim in a taruvus as well, right? Stands to reason. That's the Gemara. So now we continue on Chaf Amud Beis. Those are introductory remarks. And if you look at the Shinui Nischos, you will see that he actually says this on Chaf Amud Beis on Ois Aleph. You see, Rash Sirlo, Mustafa Zem Zem Mantan, Mustafa Zem Zem Reb Meir Hid, Amar Rabu, Koshan Yisroel and Shmuel Toyim, Reb Zalzal Lukas Alim, Shum Loisel Kol Teveva, V'Toni Kain. Mustafin, and it also says that in the Brisa, Mustafin Kain. I'm sorry, Mustafin Zem Zem, Bein Lasar. Bain today li tain ta. So he gets rid of the word lahater and he changes it to li tain ta. So that means like this. That means there's two elements, two aspects to Isurim when they get mixed together. One is if they're dry. So if you have, the way the Gemara puts it, it's if you have, let's say, less than 200. You have a taruvus of Orla or Koyakarim, which is less than 200. So it's Asher's b'taruvus. That's nothing to do with Tom. It has to do with the fact that there isn't enough heter to be mevatel it.
But is the taruvus here?
The taruvus is something like Arla.
Yeah.
Getting mixed in to less than 200 chulin. And that will create an isser. That would be le'esor. So that's not Tom. It's just dry. And it's less than the shear. And that's what the term bain le'esor means. The Safran says I'm being lassar. Bain today lead to Tom. Or if you had a taruvus,
excuse me, what are you reading now?
I'm on Chaf Amud Beis now.
Top line.
That piece of Gemara that we read on the Yotas Amud Beis was the beginning words. It was at a place that belonged here. Okay? That's what Rav Sirlo holds. So Mustafa Zemzeb, Bain, Lassar, Bain, Kadeli Tain Tom, Divere Meir. This is your Meir Shita. Okay? Reb Shimon Oimer, Eino Mitzarfin. He holds Yisroel are not Mitzarf one with the other. And Reb Eliezer Oimer, Mitzarfim Nesin Tam of a lesser. He holds, he divides it in half. Then if you're talking about less than the shear, he's maskim that all aser. But not, I'm sorry, it's the opposite. If it's nice and tam, he's maskim that it'll aser. But not lesser. Meaning, he doesn't hold from the whole thing, right? Yeah. What's he say? What's his shita? I don't know what his shita is.
Who's he?
Rabbi Eliezer. He's a little strange.
He says it works by a liquid, but not by a dry.
He holds there's no such thing as an iser by karuvus of dry. That's a very strange position, no?
Refers to the dry stuff.
Yeah, so he doesn't hold.
Dry.
Rabbi Eliezer does not hold. He holds it's not mitzari for dry. Okay. So it's mitzarif only when it comes to something that gives tam, but not when it comes to a taruvus of dry. There he doesn't hold to isur mitzarif. Correct. That's correct. So the reason for this, the Gemara is going to say ma pligin. The Gemara is really, and I want to bring this, let's see, how much time do we have? We have enough time to just start this question. And I want you to understand the Gemara's question is based on the Mishnah later on, Chav Beis. So if you'll turn to the Mishnah Chav Beis, the Mishnah Chav Beis says,
Halacha
Beis? Halacha Beis. Right. Chav Beis Aleph. It says, Hatruma Mala Es Ha'orla, Ha'orla Es Hatruma. That Truma can be Mavatel Arla, and Arla can be Mavatel Truma. What's the case, Ketzad? So Truma Shanofa Lamea. Let's suppose you had 99 saw of chulin and one saw of truma, right? So now,
you need 100, don't you?
We're going to go like the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, who holds you need 99 plus, okay? So you have a total mixture of 100 saw, and now you really need a little bit more, right? You need a 99 plus. So now what's going to happen? The next thing that happens is ketzad. So look at what's happening now. So you have such truma shenofel lameya. V'achach etnoflu shloshes kaben arlo. O shloshes kaben shel kliyak karem. So now you have three kaben. Now three kaben is half a saw, right? There's six kaben to the saw. So you have half. Now, remember, when it comes to Arla, let's just look at the Arla for a second. Three kaven being half a saw means you have a ratio now of 100 saw to half a saw, which is 200 times. So you have total, right? So you have 99 chulin, one truma, total 100. 100 whole is equal to 200 halves. You have half a saw falls in of Arla. It will become batal. It comes out that the truma was mevatel the arla, right? Because it together with the chulin, it was helped to be mitzarif with the chulin to be mevatel the arla. And conversely, the arla is going to push the 99 chulin over the limit, right? Because all you need is 99 plus. And now you have 99 plus to Mimavato the Truma. So hold on a second. So now it comes out, right? This Mishnah says that Isurim are Mavato one another. We just had in our Mishnah the opposite. We said that Arla and Kloy HaKarim are mitztarif with each other to create Isur, right? We said so. If you had half a kav of Arla, half a kav of Kloy HaKarim, they've been starved to create an Isser in a Taruvus of less than 200. So what's going on over here? The Mishnah, the first Mishnah starts with the second Mishnah. So this is the question the Gemara is asking when it says the words, Ma Pligin. What's going on over here? Now, we're going to go endeavor to answer this question. But just give you the short take of this, which is what the Rav and other Mepharshim explain. They say the difference is like this. In the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Gemara, We're talking about where the Arla and the Klal Karim first joined together, creating a Chaticha de Yisura of Vaisechel Kol Nevela, and therefore together they became Mitzuruf and then fell into the Taruvus. That's where the Mishnah says that they are Mitzarif to create Isser. But the next Mishnah, where it says that the Truma fell into the 99, and then the half of Saw fell into that Taruvus of 100, that's it, they're happening sequentially. Since they happen sequentially, they can only vata one another. That's the basic answer. Okay? And then with that, we will end tonight's daf.